Today's shiur, we're going to discuss an interesting topic which is going to come as a chiddush to many people, that are there certain hours in the day when it's not correct for a person to eat meat? Normally, we don't think about it, as long as it's got a good hechsher, it's kosher fleisch, so what's the shaila? And we eat for lunch, for supper, whenever. However, as we're going to discuss today, it's bechlal nish pushet that one is allowed to eat meat during the course of the day. And it's a b'sferish gemura, a mesechtes yima, in daf ayin hey o medalef, where the gemura learns this out from the pusik in Parshas Beshalach, in the Parsha Finamon. If we look in the psikim there, we'll see very clearly, it's written in the pusik, that Hashem tells us when do we eat meat and when shouldn't we be eating meat. Vayoyma Moshe va'an kol b'nei Yisrael, Erev is going to come in the evening, v'yadatem ki Hashem hoitzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Iboike, and in the morning, re'isem es kvoid Hashem b'shomo yes tilin eseichem. And so on. Carries on the next pusik. Vayoyma Moshe, b'seis Hashem lochem bo erev buso lechoil. The Rabbi Hashem is going to give you in the evening bo erev buso meat lechoil velechem baboike lisboya. And the Rabbi Hashem is going to give you bread, that's the mon in the morning. B'shmoya Hashem es telino seichem. The Rabbi Hashem has heard what you were grumbling about. Then a few psikim later again, says the pusik, V'daba Hashem Moshe leimoi, Shemati es telinois b'nei Yisrael, Daba aleim leimoi. This is the message you should give over to Klal Yisrael. Bein ho abayim toichli busa. By night you're going to eat meat. Iva boike tis bilochem. And in the morning you're going to have bread, the mon, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. From here learns out the Gemara, Mikan lomde toire derech eretz. Why is the Torah specifying meat we eat by night and bread by day? Says the Gemara, Mikan lomde toire derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us derech eretz. Shlo yoichal udam busa elo balayla. A person should not be eating meat elo balayla, only by night. We see very clearly from the Lushan of the Gemara, you shouldn't be eating meat only by night. By day, it's not considered correct, says the Gemara, for a person to have meat. The Mishnah Brira in Simen Kif Nin Zayin, Sif Kutin Dalet, writes, Toiv shiyusem achiluse beyoim kala mi belayla. Your day meal, whatever you eat during the course of the day, should be lighter than what you eat in the night time. V'yisnaeg al pi ma shekusev be'inyan hamon. You should conduct yourself like is written in the Parshas Hamon, bo erev busa lechoil velechem baboike lisboya. You should be eating meat by night and you should be eating bread by day. So this is what the Mishnah Brira is telling us. How does a person conduct themselves? You should be conducting yourselves like it's written here in the Parshas Hamon, which the Gemara tells us, as busa is only b'erev. Don't be eating busa during the course of the day. V'lechem, this is baboike lisboya. And the Chovetz Chaim son Reb Leib writes in his Sefer Dug Memidake Ovi Oy Samach Gimel that this is how the Chovetz Chaim would conduct himself. And this is actually ready to be found in Choyves Halvuvus, Shah Precious Perik Hei. V'sim achiloscha b'yoim, yoise kala miachiloscha b'layla. Your main meal, says the Choyves Halvuvus, should be in the night time. During the day, you should only eat lighter foods. Similarly, the Behetiv, then Simon Kifnin Zayin, Sif Kutin Beis, also quotes the same Yisod, and he adds on something which we're going to speak about later. V'yisnag al pi ha-toira bo'erev busa. You should conduct yourself like it's written in the Torah, only to eat meat bo'erev. And finishes off the Be'ahitav, Hu Arizal. This is written in the name of the Arizal. So we have here a Beferish Gemara, the Mishnah Brira, the Arizal, that it's not correct for a person to eat meat by day. You shouldn't be eating meat by day. And the Malbim explains this in his parish on the Pusik. Sivas a shabusa yoichli, velo yisbi meni, velo yoichli, rak bo erev shizman hashina. You shouldn't be eating meat, says the Malbim, only in the evening before you go to sleep. But bread, you can eat the entire day. Explains the Malbim, what's the problem? Why shouldn't we be having meat by day? The Gemara says it's a lack of derech eretz. Why is it a lack of derech eretz if you eat meat by day? Explains the Malbim, Shahabusa male adim el hamoyech imevi atzlis beklei tenia acha achilusoy. Because meat is very heavy, so when you eat meat, it causes a person to become tired. He hasn't got koiches to focus, and therefore he won't be able to learn properly, to daven properly, to conduct his affairs properly. And this is what the Gemara means. It's a lack of derech eretz. The person, just for his own self-enjoyment, is going to eat meat, knowing that it's going to weigh him down, and he's not going to be at his optimum best. So therefore, don't eat meat during the day, only by night before you go to sleep. If so, we need to ask ourselves a gewaldige kasha. Why is it that we see that people don't seem to conduct themselves like this? And people eat meat during the day. They don't only wait for night time. They eat meat for lunch. And in fact, I don't know in all the yeshivas, but in many yeshivas, the main meal of the day is given lunchtime. They have a fleishige seder. And the evening meal is always something lighter. L'chore, just the opposite to what we have learned from the Mishnah Brira and the Chovos Halvuvos and the Pashas from the Gemara. So it needs a big explanation why, for some reason, do we not see that one is makpid to keep this Gemara and to keep this Halacha. The Chidor, in his Sefer Moira Be'etzba, he says that you shouldn't be marba ba'achila in the night time. Just the opposite of what we've just learnt. Toiv shiyargel atzmoy shaloy lechel harba balayla. You shouldn't be eating a lot of food by night. Ki hi toiv legif lenefesh, not to eat too much. Veloy ka'eli ha'oichlim ma'adanim busa. And not like those who they are indulging in delicious meaty delicatessen, kisham chelkes hasitra achra oilehem. Those who eat meat by night, this is the sitra achra oilehem. Chora the chiduz of mamisha pele. It's kineged the gemura. It's kineged the arizal. We need to understand how the chidur can write this. The Kloisenburger Rov zeichet tzaddik levrucha, and his toiras shefachayim. Parshas Pinchas, Tufshin Lamed Vuf, echoes the same Yesod like the Chidur. And he quotes the Gemara in Bruchas and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, Ein Ari Noihem Metoch Kippah Shel Evan, a lion won't roar from having straw, Ela Metoch Kippah Shel Busa. After he's filled himself up with Busa, then the lion will give a roar. And the Gemara brings a pusik, v'ochal v'suva v'dushen epuna el Elohim achayrim v'avudim. It's a mushal. This Gemara of a lion is a mushal. Just like the lion only roars when he's eaten his fill of meat, so when a person is ochal v'suva, he's filled himself up, then he becomes very haughty, and unfortunately, puna el Elohim achayrim v'avudim. Says the Kloisenburger Rebbe, from this Gemara we see when a person overeats more than he should be, it's not good for him. It schleps him down. And therefore, Lachain Eitel Sadikim Evachol Mekoimos Yisrul Kefi Hayodiali. The minhag by Tzadikim and the minhag by all Yidden, as much as I'm aware of, Usi Ika Hasiida Bayoim Veili Belaila Loi Ochli Buso Elasida Kala. Says the closing book of Rebbe, echoing the words of the Chidur, just the opposite of the Choyvus Halvuvus and the Mishneh Brira and the Be'er Heitev. Then the minig of Tzadikim and the of Yidden is one is has the main meal dafke lunchtime, and by night they didn't eat flesh; they only ate something light. Oh, you're going to ask an Al-Kasha, ob in the Torah state doch verkehrt, in the Torah state bein abayim toichli busa if aboiket is bilochem. Says the Kloisenburger Rebbe, don't bring me a raya from the Doi HaMidbar. The Doi HaMidbar, they were the Dodea who they had mon. They were on the level that they could eat meat by night, and even so, they could still fulfill the pusik, v'yadatem ki ani Hashem. Not, however, today. Today, when a person eats meat by night, it weighs him down, it tires him out, he can't focus, and then unfortunately, he comes to this level of v'l uchel v'sov v'dushen v'pune l'machayrim. The Dor HaMidbar, they were different. So, it seems to be that we have a big machloikus going on. The Lakita Maharich, after he quotes this halucha, that one shouldn't be eating meat by day, only by night, he also asks this following question, V'temiya be'enai, it's a pele in my eyes, shaloi re'isi nishurim b'zeh, afili ho'anshe masa. I haven't seen that people are makpid on this halucha, not to eat meat during the day. Even the anshe masa, the elechiden, zukta lekita marich, ve'efsha kiven shebavoyin seini harabim, Govra hachilsha ba'olam, because unfortunately, due to our many sins, the generations become very weak. Is ainis nishorim b'zeh? Because of that, we're no longer makpid on this halucha, because we need it to fortify ourselves. So, in other words, the explanation is, although we just established when a person eats meat, said the Malbim, it weighs him down, he can't focus properly, he can't think straight, because the meat goes to his head and it tires him out. That's when he's eating meat, when he doesn't need to. So that extra meat which he's eating, which he shouldn't have eaten, that weighs him down. But if nowadays we are weak, so then it's just the opposite. Because we are weak and we're not able to focus properly and to learn properly, so it's the meat which is fortifying us, is giving us strength. So just the opposite. And Azoi Shrab the Peleyoyitz, this is under Busa, he also writes, it's correct for a person to keep Mushtet in the Torah, Be'erev Busa Lechol, V'lechem Baboika, and he quotes the Gemara and Yima, but then finishes off the Peleyoyitz, V'hakoy lefima shihi udom, Yekalkel devuroi, Mishpat. But everybody needs to work this out for himself. What's good for him? What works for him? And in fact, we actually find that in the times of the Gemara, we find that Amaruim were also not makpid about this halucha, and they also ate meat by day. And we have a Beferish Gemara in Masechtas Kedishin in Daf Lamed Omed Aleph. The Gemara there speaks about the chiyuv of a father to be mechanech his children for Talmud Torah. Tells us the Gemara, Reb Chiya ba'aba loituam imsa ademikra liyanika imoisvei. Reb Chiya ba'aba loituam imsa. He wouldn't eat flesh until he had first taught the children. Rabba barav hena loituam imsa. He wouldn't eat flesh ademaisa liyanika lebeis midrusha. Until he had first brought the children to cheder, writes Rashi, loituam imsa, busa ma'at begachulem Hoyeregilem litoim baboike. Tells us Rashi, egavaldige chiddish. Busa ma'at begechulem, hoyeregilem litoim baboike. They used to eat flesh in the morning for breakfast. So here we have a beferish gemura that the Amoraim used to eat flesh for breakfast. However, it needs an explanation. Why, Taka, were they eating flesh? If the gemura tells us, limdecho toir derched shlo yoichel udam busa ela belayla, why were they eating flesh? L'chayre wasn't correct. So, we need to understand, when the Gemara says, Limdecho Torah derech eretz, is the Gemara telling us it's an issa, it's forbidden? Or is the Torah telling us it's not the correct behavior, but it's not an issa? So we have a Gemara, in Masech de Shabbos, in Daf Kif Yidalad Omed Aleph, Menayim Leshini Begudim Min HaTorah. Where do we learn out from that the Kohen had to change his begudim before he did the avoida? Tells us the Gemara, Valshtete pushat es begudov veluvash begudim acherim. The Kohen had to take off his previous begudim and he had to put on different begudim. Carries on the Gemara, Vatuna de Beira Bishmuel, Limdecho Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us derech eretz. Begudim shabishul behen kedera l'raboi. The clothes which a servant wears when he cooks for his master, al yimzoit behem kois l'raboi. He shouldn't be wearing the same clothes that he wears in the kitchen when he comes into the king's room, to his master's room, to bring him a cup of wine. He should change his clothes and wear different clothes. So here we learn out that the Kohen who would take out the ash from the Mizbeach, the Trimus Hadeshen, he should change his clothes and put on fresh clothes before doing the Avoida. And this says the Gemara, Limdecho Torah Derech Eretz. Writes Rashi on his parish on this Pusik, Epushetes Begudov, Ein Zichoyve Ela Derech Eretz. This isn't a Chiyav. The Kohen was taken not mechiv to change his clothes. Ela derech eretz. It's an inyan of derech eretz. Shlo yelachlech b'hoitzuas hadeshen begudim shim meshamish behem tomid. So we see from Rashi. Rashi says very clearly, ein zichoyve ela derech eretz. However, the Ramban says, asks on Rashi. There the Ramban asked the Gevaldige Kasha, Lo Yadati Minayin O Maharav She'ein Achoyva. I don't know where Rashi gets this from, that he says this is not a choyv. Ki nira shemitzvihi ala koyin shebegudim shi'az b'makabunas gamarum sadeshim begudim nekiyim. Says the Ramban, I don't understand why Rashi says it's not a choyv. However, the Mizruchi in the Maral in Ge'ariye, they answer the kasha of the Ramban and they explain that Rashi learnt this out from a mechilta, that it's not a choyva, it's only a derech eretz. And in fact, we have a gemura in Masechtes Bayin, Daf Chof Heyomid Aleph, that the gemura says, Omer Rumi Ba'aba Hefshib Ntachich Ba'oila V'hiyadin Lekatsovim, that when one shechs an animal, one first has to skin the animal before we eat the animal. Says the Gemara, Mikam, from here, Lomdo Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah teaches us Derech Eretz. Shlo yoichal udam busa koidem hefshen techiach. You're not allowed to eat flesh. And the Gemara speaks there that I might have thought there's an issa, because if you don't take off the skin, so you can't check it for treifas, hefshes is a treifa. Says the Gemara, from here we learn out, Omer Rumi Bachomer, Oirech Ara Kamashmalon. It's not als Issa, it's als Oirech Ara, als Derech Eretz, als Menschlichkeit. So if so, when the Torah tells us, Limdecho Torah Derech Eretz, the Torah is teaching us Derech Eretz, Shlo Yoichal Busa Ela Balayla, that you're only allowed to eat meat by night, And the Gemara uses this term, Derech Eretz. We see that Derech Eretz doesn't mean it's forbidden. It means it's Nishken Derech Eretz, it's Nishken covered, it's Nishken, it's not appropriate behavior, it's not the correct thing to do. But it's not an Issa. So therefore, when there is a very strong reason why a person feels he needs to eat meat by day, he's weak, he needs to, whatever it should be, it doesn't work out to eat meat by night, it only works out during the day, it's not convenient, then there won't be a problem of meat derech eretz. Meat derech eretz is only, as we explained from the Malbim, you don't need to eat meat now. Why are you eating meat now? You could wait till the evening. But when it doesn't work out, so if the whole problem is nisht, there's an issa, but just a meat derech eretz, so when there's a overriding reason why he needs to eat it now, that's not considered meat derech eretz. And that's why these Amaruim used to eat meat for breakfast. And the question was, what was such a tearing hurry? They couldn't wait till later. But we have a Gemara in Masechtas Baba Kama, in the Ayin Beis Omed Aleph, a Pele de Kazach, that Rav Nachman said about himself that he had learnt wrong pshat in a halucha. This is speaking about the chiv of a ganef to pay Dalet Vahey, when does he pay 4 or 5 times back what he stole? Says the Gemara that Rav Nachman in the morning apologized that yesterday he had said the wrong halucha, he had got it wrong. That I didn't say the correct halucha yesterday evening, because I didn't eat last night any meat. And Tosis explains that he had been fasting, and because he'd been fasting, he didn't eat any meat. And because he didn't eat any meat, therefore he didn't have a clear head, and he wasn't able to focus properly, and therefore he had learnt the wrong pshat. In Shiva's Beis Ephraim, on the Gedoyle Hoachroinim, quotes this Gemara, and he says, from here we see that when a Talmud Chochem eats meat, Busa is Meyasev Das Talmidei Chachomim. It brings him to have a clear mind. He's feeling full. Now he can concentrate properly on his learning. And we have another Gemara, a Gemara Masechtas Nidan, Daf Lamed Gimel Omer Beis, where the Gemara tells us that Rav Popa once came to the town of Rav Shmuel. It's not Rav Ushmiel, Rav Shmuel was one of the Meruim. And Rav Shmuel went and he shechted a behema to go and give a fleishige seder to Rav Popa. And after Rav Popa had eaten from the flesh, then Rav Shmuel asked him a particular question which had been bothering him. And the Rashash notices, interesting, first he shechted for him a behema, and after he'd eaten, only then did he ask him the shala which had been bothering him. Says the Rashash, we understand this story with the words of Rav Nachman and Baba Kama, that Rav Shmuel didn't want to ask Rav Popa to answer the shala. Perhaps he won't have a clear head. So he waited until he had eaten some meat, and then he would have a clear head to be able to answer. So we see when there is an important underlying reason why a person feels he needs to eat meat, needs to give him koyach, then it's not considered a meat derech eretz. And with this we understand was written Lagaba Eliyui Hanovi. When Eliyui Hanovi was in hiding from Achav Arusha, state in Sefer Meluchim Aleph, Perikid Zayin, Pusik Hei, that the Rabbi Yisrael made the Gevaldige Ness, and he sent ravens to bring Eliyui Hanovi food. What food did they bring him? State in the Pusik, for Ha'orvim Mevi'im Loi, Lechem Ibusa Baboike, Ve'lechem Ibusa Bo'erev. The ravens would bring to Eliyui Hanovi bread and meat in the morning, bread and meat in the evening. L'chore, if it's not correct to be eating meat by day, why did the boy should make a nest to bring him something which he shouldn't have been eating? But from this we see again, the Zelba Yisod, that when there's a important reason why a person needs to eat meat, it's not considered meat derech eretz. And with this we understand, Vushtet ba Avrum Avini. Vel Habuka Lots Avrum. Avrum Avini ran to Shecht for the three angels, for the three visitors. He went to Shecht to bring them each that they should have some flesh to eat. Lechoire. Why is Avrum Avini offering his guests to eat flesh if it's not the correct thing to do? So if we look in the Psikim, we'll see Zayn to Santazach. When the three Maluchim first arrived, and Avrum Avini told them, Al noisavo malavdecho, please come in, I want to serve you something to eat. He didn't mention anything about flesh. Shteit in the Pusik, that Avrum Avini said, Ve'ekho pas lechem v'sadi libchem. He only offered them bread. Achatavoy, and then you can continue on your journey. So he didn't mention at all anything about bread. Frek de Gemura Masechtas Bo Metzi and Daf Pezayin. First it says Ve'echo Pas Lechem, and then Ve'labuka Rotz Avruam, and then it says Lishi Vasi Igois. He told Sura to go and make some cakes and some bread, and then it's written Ve'yikachem Avachulav Iben Habuka Ve'ile Lechem Lo Yaisi Kamai. And by end he didn't even bring the bread. So two questions. First he told them he's going to give them bread, and he didn't say he's going to give them meat. So ask the Gemara two questions. Question number one, he told he's going to give them bread, but he didn't give them bread. Question number two, he didn't offer them meat, but yet he gave them meat. Says the Gemara, Avrum Avini oichel chilim betahara hoya. Avrum Avini was very makpid on the aluchas of tima tahara. V'nitmas ho'isa, and the dough became tomei. So therefore, because the dough became tomei, he couldn't anymore bring the bread, and he had to bring in its place fleisch. And azoishtei telushtin in toisefta, kiven sheru Avrum Avini shenitmas sura beisa. When Avrum Avini saw that the dough had become tomei, then el habuka rotz Avruam. Only then did he run to go and bring fleisch. So we see very clearly, Avrum Avini hadn't wanted to bring flesh. He only had wanted to offer them bread. And we understand, because you're not supposed to be eating meat during the day. But when the dough became tomei, so now he had a problem. He couldn't serve them any more bread. So therefore, it wouldn't be considered a meat derech eretz now to give them busa. Because once there's a strong underlying sibo, why he can't give them bread, and then they need to serve them something, Zoi, that's not considered a mi'at derech eretz. Now, the Be'er Heitev, which we mentioned at the beginning of the shir, said that you should conduct yourself like it's written in the Torah, be'erev toichli busa. You should only be eating meat by night, not during the day. And he says, this comes from the Arizal. Freik de lekite maricha gevaldige kasha. Why does the Be'er Heitev say this comes from the Arizal? This comes from the Gemara, as we've said, the Gemara in Yemen, Daf Ayin Hey. So the Be'er Heitev should have said this comes from the Gemara, not quoting the Arizal. However, Lefi Devareini, we can explain this as follows. The Be'er Heitev didn't want to quote this from the Gemara, because the Gemara never said that there's an Issa. The Gemara said that Limdecho Torah, and as we've just explained, that when there's a good reason why you want to or need to eat flesh by day and you can't wait to the night, it's not considered a lack of derech eretz. So therefore, the Be'er Heitev didn't want to quote this from the Gemara, and he preferred to bring it from the Arizal. That means that even when there's not a problem of lacking in derech eretz, but it's noch al shayich according to Torah HaKabula that it's never correct to be eating meat by day. And the Kaf HaChaim quotes this from the Reishis Chochma. Why al pi Kabula should one not eat meat by day? Writes the Reishis Chochma, ki habusa shehi adima remez lemidas hadin. The meat which is red is a remez on Midas Hadin. Verui sheyoichal yeochal belaila should only be eaten by night, she Midas Hadin, which we know Laila is a man of din. Velechem baboike shimidus yoim rachamim. And this is quoted in Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Beshalach. Al derech hakabula be'erev busa lechol velechem baboike. Ze bayoim veze balayla. One is by day and one is by night. Keneged midas hadin and midas horachamim. Fleish, this is midas hadin, this is by night. Bread, this is midas rachmim, this is by day. And the makor is written in the Zoya Kudish. Taitan Zoya Kudish as follows. Very clear words. Tanya Reb Yitzchok Oimer. My dichsev, what does the pusik mean? Bein abayim toichli busa vaboyke tizbi lochem. Bein abayim di shata de dina. In the evening, which is as man of din, then toichli busa. If aboyke tizbi lochem, mishim de ikre chesed ahi shata. Boyke, which is as man from chesed, that's when we eat bread. Reb tanchin omar. Do simek v'do chiva. One is red and one is white. Fleish is red. Bread is white. Simek, the food which is red, the fleish, this is bein habayim. Dichsiv bein habayim tochlibusa. V'chivra betzafra. And bread which is white, you eat in the morning. Dichsiv eva boike tizbi lochem. So therefore, what emerges from the words of the Zoya Kodesh is that one should never be eating fleish during the day. And this won't make a difference whether a person feels he needs to eat fleish, he doesn't work out to eat fleish by night. If the reason why we shouldn't be eating fleish by day is because day, boikes is man fin chesed, and busas is din, and it's not correct to bring the din into this man of chesed, so that won't help us. That person says, yeah, but I need to, it helps me. So I understand now why the Behetiv didn't want to quote this from the Gemara, and he quoted this from Narizal. So this now presents us with a big problem, that all those people who are not being makpid only to eat fleish, only by night, and they eat lunch during the day, for lunch, during the daylight hours, are they not keeping the words of the Arizal? Are they not keeping the words of the Zoya Kudish? So tells us the Kafachayim, a Gevaltig Yisod, as follows. He quotes from the Reishis Chochma, that the words Taka the Reishis Chochma we just mentioned, who explains why Al Pi Kabula one shouldn't be eating meat during the day. But then the Reishis Chochma himself says that once it's already plag hamincha, it's considered already legaba this, as if it's night time. And these are his words. V'necha loyma. And we can say, sha'af api sha'omri, sh'lo yechal bus el balayla. Although the words of the Gemara is you should only eat fleish balayla, by night, lav dafke layla. Chazal didn't mean dafke layla. Elehi hadimi plag hamincha ve'ele chushev layla. We know that you're allowed, says Reishis Chochma, according to Rabbi Hid, you can daven Maariv already from once it's plag hamincha. And therefore, if you can daven Maariv, so therefore it's considered layla. Says Reishis Chochma, now we understand why the Torah doesn't use the word layla. The Torah says, bein habayim toichli busa, v'loika oma balayla. And therefore, says Reishis Chochma, after plag hamincha, there's no problem whatsoever. The Kafachayim is makel even further, and he says, "Veli nira, de lefize gamma chatzois zemanehi." I want to be makel that even from chatzois hayoim, you're already allowed to eat flesh. Says the Kafachayim, because we know the korban tumid shel bein abayim. It's written in the Torah that it was shechted bein habayim. So we see that from chatzois hayoim ve'elech is considered already bein habayim. And the Torah tells us that you can eat fleish bein habayim. So says the Kafachayim. So there's no problem to eat fleish from chatzos hayoim and onwards. And Lamasa, if we think about it, we'll see that Klal Yisrael is taka makpid on this. It's unheard of for us to eat flesh for breakfast. We never do it. We never eat flesh for breakfast. The goyim lahavdil, they do. The goyim, it's a normal thing for them to have meat. They eat meat for breakfast. But Klal Yisrael, it's mamish unheard of. Only by a Seder mitzvah, like a bris milah or some other Seder mitzvah, but not by a Seder mitzvah. It's unheard of for Klal Yisrael to eat flesh for breakfast. So it would seem, Taka, that the minhag ha'olam is Taka to be makpid. We don't eat flesh in the morning, baboika. If baboika is tisbi lochem, that's when we should be eating bread. Boika, don't eat flesh. Once it's already chatzos hayoim and onwards, that's already considered bein habayim. Once it's bein habayim, so therefore it's no longer a problem to eat flesh. I just want to add on one final machshuva in this. Occurred to me a kasha. I haven't seen anybody ask this question. But just like Chazal on Medayik from the Pusa, that says, Be'erev toichli busa, you should only eat busa be'erev, Chazal on Medayik, therefore it's not correct to eat busa by day. Why were Chazal, didn't they make the same diik legaba bread? The Pusa zog, Ba'boike tisbi lochem, and in the morning you should eat lochem, you should eat bread. So Chazal should have said the same diik, that it's not correct for a person to eat bread by night. If you're making the diik, it's not correct for a person to eat meat by day, because it's written be'erev toichli busa. So oy bazoi, one should be making the same diik, it's not correct to eat bread by night. V'alshteit ba'boike tisbi lochem. And we don't find bechalal anywhere such a diik, such a pshat. So I saw in the Sefer Shach Ala Torah in Parshas B'Shalach, he writes as follows, that the Gemara learns out from the Pusik, Shteit Be'erev Toichli Busa, you should eat meat, if Aboike Tisbi Lochem. The Gemara doesn't say, if Aboike Toichli Lochem, you should eat Lechem, Tisbi Lochem, you should be full with bread. Tells us from here Chazal, from here we learn out that a person shouldn't fill himself up only on meat. So although the Torah has told us, be'erev, you're allowed to eat meat, shteitnish be'erev tisbi busa, no be'erev toichli busa. You can eat meat, but don't fill yourself up, says the Shach Ala Torah. So then how should you be eating the meat? Says the Shach, this is what the Chazal mean. Lim decho toy derchesh lo yoichel busa lizboya, ela lelafes boy es hapas. You should be eating the meat just to accompany the bread. The main meal, even by night, is also the bread. Oh, but the meat is just there, lelafes es hapas. Ma she'enkein zukta bayoim, since we're not eating bread at all, since we're not eating meat at all in the morning, so therefore, says the Torah, ba'boike tisbi lochem, you fill yourself up only on bread. Aba banayit, not tisbi busa, toichli busa, you eat the meat together with the bread. And this is how it used to be once upon a time. Was a normal thing when a person would eat meat, he would eat it only betoich haseida. And that's why we find in the Ramo, in Hilchas Busa V'Chulav, in Simon Peites, writes the Ramo, that if a person has eaten flesh, and now he wants to eat milchiks after he's eaten flesh, says the Ramo, according to those that don't wait 6 hours, As soon as you've taken away the flesh and you bench birchas hamuzin, and you wash your hands and you wipe your mouth out, then you are allowed to. And carries on the Ramu, and it mentions it a second time. Tzrichen levurch gankem birchas hamuzin acha habusa, ava beloi birchas hamuzin. Loi mahani. Three times he mentions that if you want to eat, for those who are not waiting 6 hours between meat and milk, Three times, says the Ramu, but you have to make sure to bench Birchas Hamuzin. Writes the Shach, Niradim Uchal Busa Beloy Seder, if you ate meat not during a Seder, then Tzurich Levurich Brucha Achroin Amikoin. You need to just make a boy in a fushes afterwards. It's also good. So we need to understand. So why is the Ramu mentioning again and again and again that if you want to eat milchiks after fleishiks, don't forget to say Birchas Hamuzin? And the Shach has to tell us, I love Dafke Birchas Hamuzin. Boy nefushes will also suffice. We see from this that the derech was lemasa that one used to always only eat meat b'toy chasida. And therefore, says Ramu, don't forget to bench first, because that's how it was. That was the normale seder hadvorim. So the Shach has to tell us, yeah, it's lav dafka. Avad, if you ate meat shaloi b'toy chasida, that could be enough to make a boy nefushes. But you see, this was the normale seder. So therefore, when the Torah tells us, Be'erev toichli busa, the kavuna was, don't fill yourself up with meat. You eat the meat, says the Shach, just lelafois es hapas, to accompany the bread. And then when a person eats al pi Torah, then was he zoichev yedatem es Hashem, omein ken yehi rutzoin.